Hey.
Hey man, I got my sales manager here already.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm not the sales manager, Daniel.
Oh, sorry, I thought you had him on the line as well.
Oh no, he's beside me.
Got it. All right, cool. So let me see if I can loop in Dan, all right?
Right, cool.
Give me one sec.
Trying to loop his day in right now.
Dan Smith.
He's one of the two presidents by this.
I'm sorry, for
he came out to visit a few times, Dean, and then have a rapport.
Hey Grant,
Yeah.
I've got Don and our underwriting manager Jared here as well.
Hey Grant, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah, we were able to hook up Grimaldi's, so how can I help you?
it's an interesting one. I was like, is this the real Grimaldi's? I guess we just, Jared's been underwriting the file, and he probably has more information than me. But I guess our question really is, what are they looking for? Like, do they have a specific use for the capital? I think we'd like to understand a little bit more about the entity structure. And then there's also, and it might be from you guys shopping it around, but there's also a couple credit pulls from BFS, and one was like from months ago. So I didn't know if they financed maybe a portion of their, certain entities or certain locations. But I don't think we saw any UCC against the corporate, so I don't know if you guys knew anything about that.
We do. I'm going to actually hand this over to our sales manager here. He's the one who's been in control of the file and really knows all the details and will be able to help you
Yeah,
out
no
the
problem.
most. All right, so I'm handing my
Okay.
headset over to him right now. His name's Dennis. Here
Okay.
you go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey Dennis, how you doing?
Good, is this Dan?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Hey Dan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So we were just asking Grant, we saw BFS ran credit recently, maybe you guys sent it there, but also they ran it like 3 or 4 months ago. So we were just curious if they funded it at all through any of his locations or anything already that we might not be able to see right now.
Yeah, so I was working with them a few months ago on and
Okay.
I got them approved at BFS actually. They didn't go forward at that point, and then they just contacted me in July, and it looks like they have a bunch of locations opening, so they do want to go forward now.
Got it.
But
And they
nothing
have a
has ever,
UCC.
yeah,
Nothing's
nothing has
been over.
ever
They did
been
a,
that
they, they've
efficient.
taken this kind of funding in the past, though, because they borrowed from GRP, it looks like, back in 2009. I mean, I'm going way back now, but that's the only thing to note. And obviously, we could get a reference on that later on. I'm
Sure.
sure it was. I'm sure they paid them off. But so, do you know specifically what they're looking for that they didn't take last time? They might be interested in this time. I think
It
for
was
us, the
just
most important thing is understanding the entity structure and, like, what we're able to get our hands around. There's the I'm gonna Jared Israel's our underwriting manager, is on the phone. I'm gonna have him keep me honest here, but Jared, I think there's a holding company, right?
Yeah, there's a holding company for the whole country, then each region has its own entity. And then, I also ran a business credit on this Nevada region and on the whole on the holding company. And it looks like each of those business credit reports then popped up with a headquarters site entity as well, Quarry Village Pizzeria Inc. and Cold Brick Oven Pizzeria Arizona Inc.
So the way it
The fact
works
that they have a
is,
ton of entities.
yeah. So the way it works is each region has its own tax ID number, and then everything flows from that. So each region will have like, I don't know, 5 to 10 stores, and the money flows from those stores into the accounts that you guys are seeing, basically for each region, or whatever region we send to
Okay, how many stores are in the region we're looking at? Does anybody know?
you. You can just Google it. It's typically 5 to 10. The
Okay.
Nevada region is one of their busier ones because they have a couple of couple of stores on the strip there and one in one of the hotels there.
Got it.
You could Google it.
Yeah, that's fine. Any idea of the use of funds? Is it because of their expansion?
Yeah, they're constantly expanding. That's all it is. Yep. And the reason they didn't take the money last time was simply timing. It wasn't really anything to do with the program.
Got it. And dollar amount?
Dollar amount, they're open to, I think a minimum they want total is $1 million.
The minimum they want is $1 million?
Correct.
So any offer of ours, because for us that's a big difference. Like for us, we go up to 350 and can easily get to 500,000 with some syndication partners. But if the terms, if the terms get out really long and low rates, then attracting syndication partners to raise another $500,000 can be challenging at times. So I just want to keep you guys honest so we don't waste your time either.
No worries. But the company in total, they do, they have a bunch of regions. So,
right, there's ways to finance different regions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I would say for us, so we don't waste your time, our best way to do it is probably put out about $500,000. And then, if there's a way, if another region comes through, we can underwrite that. Then we can kind of break it up and do another $500,000 against another region, maybe?
That's the only way I think it's possible. I mean, that's the way I can plan on going into it.
Right. And last time, do you remember, what kind of terms you were pitching them?
A year term, a rate somewhere in the, I think it was like a 1.25 or something like that.
Right. Okay. Okay. Jared, did you have any other real specific questions?
No, nothing right now.
Okay. All right, good. So let us put everything together. I'm sure, we'll get an offer out, and then if they accept the offer, I think a quick merchant interview right away after contracts are signed, just to make sure we understand the entities and have that right on the contracts, and I think we should be good to go. I mean, I think we got 15 audited financials. We got a 14 tax return, I believe. So it's just really just making sure that we structured the right entities on the contract.
Now, I asked him whether he files tax returns on each kind of region, and he says no. He just files one for the whole entire company.
Yeah, which is, I think is what we saw, consolidated financial for the corporate.
Got it. Okay, as long as you guys understand that. Yeah, and if you guys can get an offer of $500,000 out today, I think that would be good.
Yeah, I think so. The other question we had, which we might not get into until they get signed contracts, is when we briefly read through the audit financials and we're still reading through them, they've obviously got significant, not significant, but they have, $5, $10 million of lines of credit.
Sure.
Did you ever deal with that before when working with them? Just because there's some maturity dates, I saw a maturity date for one in 16, so just understanding that.
Yeah,
a little bit more, just a little more of the structure of his debt that's in the company.
I think just obviously you guys are gonna do your due diligence, but I think one of them turns into principal and interest pretty soon.
Okay.
I think you and I might be talking about the same thing here.
Okay. That's just one thing we would want to understand once the contracts come in, and we might not be able to find out about now.
Gotcha.
Okay. Good. Let us work on this, and we'll get you an answer.
Perfect. Appreciate it.
All right. Yep. Thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.